Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season. G'day race fans, we move on to Mexico to the Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez. I hope I didn't butcher it. If I did, I apologize in advance. Mate,
a tongue twister for me. I didn't think you were going to get it.
Oh, I got it. Nailed it. Took a few takes, but we got there in the end.
Yeah.
But it's great. We got a back-to-back weekend. Max Verstappen. Whoa, this could be a massive turning point in the season. Come on, Oscar, get it together. Mick, we're looking forward to this one.
Yeah, man, no, it's going to be a good weekend, man. Max is the hunter, and we've seen what he can do when he's on the hunt. It's shaping up to be epic. We've got that super long run up to turn one. Going to be another pinch point. It could be Austin all over again.
The 2024 edition was won by Carlos Sainz for Ferrari, followed in with Lando Norris and Charles Leclerc. Max Verstappen, though, he is a five-time champion here, so you definitely can't count him out. Last year, Pirelli brought the C3, C4, C5 tyre compounds. It was primarily a one-stop affair, with most of the drivers starting off on the medium and then finishing off on the hard compound. But this year, they're bringing something a little different.
Yeah, so this year, instead of the C3, they're skipping to the C2. I guess they're trying to open up that strategic option of maybe pushing the race into a two-stop. I don't think it'll work. Depending on the soft tyre wear, when they do their soft tyre runs, they'll get a gauge, but I think we're probably going to see a one-stop. I don't see it going to a two-stop. We've seen, man, in the past races, the tyre deg has been minimal. So there's not like a massive drop-off. So I don't think you're going to be – these teams are too good, man, now. Like, yeah, one-stop. that's what it's going to be.
Also, a bit of news regarding some FP1 rookie showing. Now we've got Ferrari, Aston Martin – and maybe McLaren, which is a very interesting one. So we'll get into that. Let's get stuck straight in with Red Bull. There's a lot going on here. We know Max Verstappen, he's in the hunt, particularly if he gets another win here, making that championship title race look far more possible. But there was some news coming out regarding a mechanic ripping Lando Norris's tape off the wall that Lando Norris uses as like a visual guide to make sure he's as tight on that grid as possible. And we know also the announcement is coming regarding Red Bull's drivers for 2026. I'll let you start with the mechanic. What'd you think of that one?
Oh, look, man, it's fair play, right? It's gamesmanship. Red Bull been there, done that before. Just those little things, man, the little mind games.
Probably worth a 50,000 euro fine.
Yeah, so I think it was 50,000, I think it was it euro? I can't remember. Anyway, it was 50,000 something with 25,000 suspended. So the issue wasn't with them taking the tape off.
No. Yeah.
That's fair game. The issue was the fact that one of the mechanics or team guys actually went back on the track after the race director told everyone to clear the track. So basically fined for disobeying race director's orders. But man, they're the little tricks, man. Play on. Play on, mate. That's good.
I just want to see what McLaren come up with this week with regarding the tape, or they come up with another strategy. I found it quite interesting because I didn't actually know about this until only about 1 or 2 weeks ago, where I saw someone post a video on YouTube about different drivers and their different sort of techniques to make sure that they get on the grid as far possible with obviously without going over. And I thought it was pretty interesting about the tape. And then I'm just wondering if it was one of those things that no one knew about. Someone puts it up on YouTube and a mechanic's got hold of it and gone, mate, next race, I'm ripping that bastard tape off.
Possibly.
Gotta wonder.
Possibly.
Well, Max, he can come out here and win. And, well, you know, you've got to think he's one of the favorites, five-time winner here. This is an interesting statistic regarding points won since the beginning, or the end of the summer break. So since Zandvoort, which was, I think, 5 rounds ago, Max Verstappen, 101 points. So in comparison, Oscar Piastri only 37, Lando Norris on 57. And who do you think is in second place?
Has to be Woody, right?
None other than George Russell. So very interesting. And it's an interesting statistics to sort of show, well, it just clearly shows Max's domination since this point of time.
Yeah, look, it's definitely not out of the question. momentum is such a big thing. Look at the circuit layout. I think sector one and sector three, definitely sector one will be strong for Red Bull. I think sector two, probably a little bit more in McLaren's wheelhouse, and I think they'll be a lot stronger there. Also, too, I don't know, have we spoken about the altitude here? So we go 2,200 meters above sea level.
A little thin up there. A little thin.
Well, they'll run like a Monaco style downforce levels, but with the altitude and, like you said, the thin air, the actual amount of downforce they run will be less than what they run at Monza.
Yeah, interesting.
At the moment, for me, Max is my bet for the win this week. I think they just have a little bit of a pace advantage over McLaren at the moment.
Now, Yuki Tsunoda, big one this week. We know the announcement is coming. I mean, I tend to think that they've already made up their minds with the direction they're going to take. You know, when you look at Red Bull as a whole and you look at where Max is now at this point of the season, so close in the championship, mate, he could have done with a number two that took away some points from those McLaren lads.
Yeah, man, he needed his wingman, right? Like, they would definitely be easily, clearly in second. You know, like you said, with the amount of points that he's been able to take away, imagine if Yuki was up there with him. Like you said, I think they've made their decision, and I don't think it includes Yuki. Even if he comes out and puts it on the podium, I don't think that's going to be enough. I think the damage is already done.
You know, when you look at how many races he's had now at that team, and yeah, there has been a little bit of improvement, particularly since Mekki's appointment. It just hasn't been enough, in my eyes, for a driver in his fifth year.
Yeah.
If he was a rookie, I'd be like, yeah, mate, you got even more time. But yeah, for a driver in his fifth year, I think it's just not quite enough. Now on to McLaren. Interesting, because a long time back in May, they announced that Pato Ward would be making an appearance at the Mexican Grand Prix, Pato Ward being a Mexican IndyCar driver. FP1 appearance. Now, Alex Dunn has already done two this year with McLaren. So I think from that point of view of what teams have to do as far as giving a rookie driver a couple of tests, that's done. But it's interesting because if this does go ahead, who takes a step back from FP1? Track time is really important, and you've got two guys in this world championship fight.
If you're such a team player team, everything's equal in Lando and Oscar and all that bullshit, you would have to say, can it? As good as these guys are, you're going to hinder one over the other. Now, you could say if it's one for one, it'd be Lando's turn. Would Lando really want to give it up? Would Oscar really want to give it up? Because no, you will.
You wouldn't.
You are going to miss out on track time, valuable track time. And say Mercedes, in Mercedes' position, sure, no issues. But you're not. You've got two drivers now. They did the job for you. They gave you the Constructors' Championship. Now you need to give back to both drivers and not put them in a position where one's going to lose out over the other.
Because it hasn't been confirmed. It was just that there was news reported about it. They plan to do this.
Yeah.
Whether they go through with it or not, at this point in time, there's been no confirmation. But it'll be interesting either way. Now, Oscar, he just really needs to take away some momentum from Lando, because Lando is on the ascendancy right now. He's been getting it done, like I mentioned, with the points since midsummer break. It's been a 20-point swing to Lando Norris. We've always felt Lando Norris is that type of driver that thrives when his confidence is good. I think Oscar here, he needs a big, big result, but it needs to be a statement drive.
When you look back at the last couple of weekends, man, it's been sort of a scrappy, an Iceman like Oscar Piastri. Now, whether that's him cracking under the pressure, look, no doubt there's always, you're going to be feeling the pressure. You wouldn't be human if you didn't, especially when you've got a guy like Max Verstappen charging home. Tidy up your weekend. I think qualifying for him is going to be super important. Well, you need to be the guy in front of your teammate to make sure you get the priority on the pit call, because we've seen whoever goes in second ends up with a slow pit stop.
So, it's ridden. It's going to happen again. Well, it will happen again.
Four, five races in a row now where the second pit stop has been over a second slower than the first one for whatever reason. Like you said, needs to be a bit of a statement. Just needs to just kill that momentum. Lando, man, Lando's just got to keep doing what he's doing, because at the moment he's doing the job. He's finishing ahead of his teammate. He's had the wood over him, man. He's definitely been quicker since the summer break, no doubt. Yeah.
Well, I think this championship run into Abu Dhabi is interesting as well, as just because of the dynamics of it. You've got Max, four-time world champion, done it, been there, done that. But because you've got two young guys with Oscar and Lando going for their first one at the end of a regulation era, because we quite often do see, there are carryover, there is DNA that goes into the next car. We do see when there is a change of regulations, another team can just sort of pop up. I wonder if the pressure does get a little bit to Lando and Oscar with the sense of,
this could be their only shot.
This may be the only shot for a long time, because there's no guarantee that McLaren comes out firing in the new reg era. Now, you would back it too because it's got the Mercedes in the back. And if the rumors are true, that Mercedes power unit is great, but it's still going to rely on the whole package. But there must be a little inkling that, mate, our car may not be that competitive next year. This may be the only shot. And we have, you know, we do see drivers throughout history that are exceptional drivers, just wrong place, wrong time, and never get that shot. I mean, Charles Leclerc on the current grid.
Yeah.
You know, you look at him and you think, man, he's world championship material fast enough, but just hasn't had the car. So this is where I think it's an interesting dynamic because I think Max comes into this with just like, mate, this is awesome. I just want to come out here and hunt these guys down.
But nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. If I can't get the job done, yeah, I'll be a bit disappointed, but it's, man, I'm a four-time world champion.
Yeah.
Right?
And I like the way he's playing it off too, man. Like, what are your chances? 50-50. Either win it or I don't.
Yeah.
And that, psychologically, these other two boys, they're going, what?
Yeah.
Well, like, does he care or doesn't he care?
I mean, look, he's competitive. He cares, but
he's not going to let you know he cares. That's the thing, right?
But it's also different. I just think he's been there, done that. And I truly believe a few races back or a few race weekends back, he'd come to his own senses or he's found comfort that I'm probably not going to win this year.
Yeah.
And I think from him, his psychological side is I want to see how these boys react because they know, end of the regs, that car may not be as competitive next year. This is their maybe. Could potentially be their only shot of winning a world championship of their career.
Yeah. I mean, by saying 50-50, either I win or I don't, he's taking the pressure off himself, taking the pressure off the team, and just heaped it all on McLaren. We're starting to see the cracks, whether it's drivers or team.
Well, all I can say is, Oscar, get it done this week because he's stressing us out a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. He needs to regardless. Like, that's, I think that is a no-brainer. And I think he will know within himself. You always say he needs to stop the rot because at the moment it's growing pretty quickly.
Starts this weekend, Oscar. This weekend. Now, Ferrari, they'll be quite buoyant. Came off a pretty decent performance out last time in Austin. They'll probably take some confidence that Carlos was a winner here last year and, you know, it was a double podium with Charles Leclerc as well. What do you think of their chances? Do you think they have hit the bottom and they're bouncing back?
They're traditionally very good here. Like you said, I think Charles has had a stack of podiums here. Then you've got Lewis, who was previous winner here a couple of times. So you've got two drivers that go right around here. What I don't want to see is them come out on Friday and absolutely kill it.
Yeah, and go backwards.
And then go backwards.
Yeah.
We saw in Austin, they actually flipped it. Really awesome to see. You saw both drivers at the end of the weekend rather than going, well, start off really good. We've got no idea. They actually felt like they had a bit of confidence going into Mexico. So
keep in mind, FP1, I can't say his name for the life of me. Fuoco?
Fuoco.
Fuoco.
Fuoco, yeah.
Fuoco will be making an appearance.
Yeah. Do we know?
For FP1.
For who?
For who? Interesting. I'm not too sure on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've fully announced that. Let's see. But I actually think they will go well here.
Yeah. I think they're going to be a bit of annoyance.
Yeah. But if you go by my predictions, I thought they were going to be absolutely useless last time out. So maybe it's the opposite. Obviously, they want to see the end of the season quickly. Getting some good results here into the end of the season then just sets them up really good for 2026 because it will take a bit of pressure off Fred, take some pressure off the drivers. The outside noise will quiet them down a little bit. Now, Mercedes, think they'll be in the mix this week? George Russell, he's looking pretty good. Kimi will unfortunately miss out by Sainz last Sunday.
Yeah.
But what do you think with Mercedes with that car? It's a hard, I just find it a bit of a hard one just because of the way that you set up with high downforce.
Well, this is the thing, right? A team that has traditionally got good mechanical grip is going to excel. It's literally, they'll be running a Monaco setup. Even though you've got a Monaco wing setup, you're running about as much downforce or less than what you run in Monza. So you're really going to rely more on mechanical grip than you are aero. I actually think George Woody Russell, man, is going to be in the mix, especially on the one lap stuff. Again, my only concern will be we have the hotter temperatures, say, on the Sunday. On the longer run, are they still susceptible to the tire issues that they have?
I have a feeling they're getting on top of it. It doesn't seem to be as extreme as it once was.
Yeah, well, definitely. So, it's not as extreme as it was at the start of the season. Same with Red Bull. I think, you know, they figured it out. Cooling is going to be a massive issue here too. With the altitude, it's not so much of a power-sensitive circuit. It brings the field closer together in terms of power unit efficiency. Can't suck as much air in, so they're not. And being turbo cars, they like thick, cold air.
The battle continues for P2 in the Constructors' Championship.
It's close now.
Super close. Like not much
nothing,
in it.
Nothing. Yeah.
Williams. What do you reckon? Williams a funny one, man. I find them hard to pick.
Yeah, at the moment.
Still fighting for that P5 in the Constructors' Championship. Still have a pretty nice lead, but it's not big enough to be comfortable with. Look, I'm impressed with Carlos. You mentioned it even in the last video. He's got the handle of it. I still am intrigued by that little inter-team battle between them. If Carlos gets another good result here, race winner in Mexico as well. So we know he goes well here. Albon, Carlos,
he's got to be feeling rivalry. The pressure, right? He's got to be feeling the pressure now. Like you said, Sainz, man, is flying at the moment. Bit of bad luck in Austin, but at the P3 in the sprint race, they're a hard one because at tracks where you go, oh, they should struggle, they've actually done better than expected. Albon needs just a tidy weekend, I think. Even if he can't beat Sainz, I think he just needs to get through the weekend just clean and tidy because he hasn't had one for the last few races.
I've always thought he's a bit of a confidence driver. Loses confidence, he can definitely dig himself a hole. And it's like he's digging a little bit of a hole at the moment, I kind of feel. Would be a good weekend for him to get a good result. Carlos does beat him. It's just, you know, stay close.
Yeah.
Stay clean.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stay close and clean.
Yeah. But I think, for his confidence, it's just a clean weekend.
Now, speaking of clean, Racing Bulls. Big one again.
Same thing.
same thing. They're very similar to Williams in that sense of the P5 constructors is very tight. They have been very inconsistent, getting both cars in a top 10 or point scoring position. Now, I'll start off with Liam. Just like Yuki, yes, big announcement, potentially a final weekend to properly lock things in. I think he did pretty well out in Austin. He'll be very disappointed. He was just outside the points of the sprint race and the feature race. It's so tight in the midfield, it's really hard to confidently say Racing Bulls are going to be fast here, but they tend to have good top-end speed. Because of that, I am thinking they are going to do well, and I hope they do well. Isaac will just want to put last week behind him, and we know he does bounce back pretty well after a poor result or an accident. He wants to make sure he's clean this weekend.
The midfield, right? It's so inconsistent between the teams. It's you rock up one. We thought they were going to be strong in Austin, and they didn't quite have the pace. It's the inconsistency of these middle teams. I think they should be probably better than they were in Austin here. Liam's side of the garage, probably a little bit more confidence coming into this weekend because he's been here before. So I think that will give him just that little edge over Hadjar. As of late, Liam's probably had the wood over him a little bit. So I think Hadjar he'll be frothing to get a good result here. Like you said, off the back of bad results, the mental toughness of the kid, he can certainly bounce back. And I think they will bounce back here.
If they walk away this weekend without any points, it'll be a massive disappointment.
Oh, I mean, even Austin's got to be a failure. Like that car, like I said, I think that car pace is very underrated, a lot quicker than a lot of the times than it shows. When they put it together, they're quick. You know, they're on par with Williams.
Yeah, obviously for Liam's sake, I hope he does well, picks up some good points here, and hopefully he's on the grid for 2026. Now, Aston Martin. Fernando, he came out just recently regarding Austin, and he was just sort of lamenting the pace in the car. Stroll really needs to get his act together, though. He has his moments. And, you know, you look at the point standing between Fernando and Lance. I think there's, 5 points in it?
Not much.
But, you know, the points table doesn't always tell the whole story. But for Lance's sake, he needs to pull something out.
Felt like in Austin, though, in the feature race, he actually had stronger race pace around with Alonso. Well, I mean, he almost got back up to Alonso. Don't know how they're going to go here.
Spa, they struggled. I think Monza, they struggled, right?
Yeah.
But that was with like low downforce setups. And now we go to a track which is so odd with the altitude, but then running high downforce setups. It's weird. I'm just going to be a wall rider on this one.
50-50, baby.
Yeah, 50-50. Max Verstappen, can you win it? 50-50.
Yeah, exactly.
Can Aston Martin get in the points this weekend? 50-50.
Yeah. No, exactly. I'm with you, man. 50-50. But who knows? We've seen Alonso pull things out of the bag. Yeah, they could be sniffing around the 10 again.
Just a little sniff.
That's about all it is. Sniff, it's just a little box. Sniff. Just a little faint sniff. But that's all you need in Formula One, right?
And that's it. Haas, you reckon they're in for a sniff? I mean, Ollie, mate, out last time, he was feisty, showed good pace. To be honest, it's really about Esteban. Ocon has just not been showing enough lately. And being the more experienced driver, the team leader, he needs to show a lot more because that focus of that team will start to shift to the bear man.
The bear man. Ocon's side of the garage, man, from Friday, just needs all the processes and everything to be 100% perfect. I don't know how they're going to go because they brought that floor upgrade in the modified brake ducts in Austin. We saw it from Ollie's side. The car was decent. It'll be interesting to see if that can convert to here in Mexico. If it can, no reason why they couldn't be in the points.
I'm reverting to the trends, mate. Points last time out, no points this week. Done. Well, next.
Yeah, that's the safe option.
State.
The green machine.
The green machine. Hulkenberg. He's woken up. He's awoken. Got his podium in Silverstone, then just went into pure vacation mode. It was well earned. But I think his bosses came back to him and said, mate, you got to get back on the horse, bring back that Hulk efficiency. And he did that out in Austin. He needed that because old Gabby on the other side, the Rook, was absolutely annihilating him, particularly when it came to qualifying. And the good thing for Hulk is that he got the job done in two qualifying sessions last week. Sauber was, they were quick, man. Like, yeah, Hulk was quick out in Austin.
I've got him for points here, man. I think that car's good, man.
Yeah, I think this is big for Hulkenberg, just to make sure that he
finishes the
season as well. Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
I think he's got the momentum on his side, man. Like you said, Austin last time out and in Singapore, he was pretty strong there too compared to his teammate. Gabby just needs, I think, a qualifying, man. I think he needs a clean qualifying. I think that's where that sort of hurt him in the last few race meetings. I believe that car's good enough for points every weekend.
Well, a team that's looking to get higher, Alpine.
Right, they're stuck on terra firma, well and truly.
Well, the interesting thing was what happened last week out with Franco. Just, if your team orders, I'm just going for it. And there were some recent reports or headlines that I did see that Alpine wasn't so, let's say, happy about that.
Same time, man, you're fighting for your career.
But then you got to think like Colapinto. I was like, mate, my sponsor's on the rear wing this week, which was the big highlight. What is it? Mercado Libre, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's one of Colapinto's personal sponsors.
For whatever reason, if you look back at their past results here, it's been one of their stronger tracks. For whatever reason, I think the altitude helps them as well because it's not such a power unit sensitive track. So that brings the field back to them a little bit. Gasly, you know, he was starting to get frustrated with the way that the team had gone about the processes and the way they'd gone about the whole weekend, and he really wanted to tidy that up, and he felt like they did that. Franco's side of the garage, man, like you said, sponsor on the back, mate. You're fighting for your career. You're getting shit. But, I mean, in the race, at the end, he had the pace. He had more pace than Gasly, and he used it. It wasn't dirty.
No, it was a good move.
It was a good
move. Aggressive move, made a stick. Love to know, been flying the wall and just seeing Flavio's reaction, if it was a positive or a negative one.
Yeah, so. But credit to him, man. Since he come back from that summer break, and I think once he was told you've got till the end of the season, there was that little bit of pressure relief and he could sort of focus on
getting the season done. Yeah. As opposed to thinking, it's race of race at the moment.
Yeah. And just rather than going out there and trying to flog it and show how fast you are, you could actually come back and get into the mode of trying to figure out how to extract the pace from that car. And we've seen it. Like he's turned the corner, man. He's closed up on Gasly big time.
It's a double-edged sword too, because you're in a car that is uncompetitive, which can be a positive because it means you're sort of out of the limelight. But then on the flip side is you can't be in the limelight
by hitting
those top 10s, getting points, because everyone's looking at him and looking at the table and going, well, he's the only driver on a donut.
Yeah.
He's got 0 points. Yeah. So people looking at that just think, oh, it's been a failure. But it's like, mate, his car hasn't been great. And you got to remember with Gasly, most of those points were taken at the start of the season as well. So, yeah, there's more to it than meets the eye with just purely looking at points. Yeah.
But you shouldn't be crashing a car that's down the bottom either.
That was a massive issue.
You know, like I think when you look
pretty good since.
Guys like Gabby, these guys where they just outperform what they've got.
Yeah, and they're pretty consistent.
And consistent, right? And they're clean. Colapinto's fast. But he's got to do it consistently and do it cleanly.
Problem is he's been consistently hitting walls.
That's the thing.
But he's been pretty good since, like you said, midsummer break. He's definitely cleaned things up and he's been far more competitive. So it'll be, I don't know. I'm really 50-50 on him for next year. I just don't know. Because I just don't know who else really Alpine has that can sort of come in. Yeah, they talk about Aron, but then it's like, well, the rookie process all over again. Do you want to do that in an era of new regulations? Or do you just stick with Colapinto and go, mate, okay, that was your first sort of not even a full, like, I mean, the guy hasn't even had a full season and a proper preseason and everything like that. So maybe that's just what he needs.
All the reports coming out of Alpine is that they're going to be in a title fight next year. So wouldn't you stick with continuity?
Yeah, you'd think so. So anyway, weekend, a little bit easier this week with just having the one race. So from a prediction point of view, makes things so much more simpler. Domenicali, if he comes out and starts like throwing sprint races at every weekend, mate, I'm just like
hanging up the microphone. Too much going on there. So hard to keep up.
All right, who you got? Who's your podium? First off, who's on pole, and then who have you got top three?
I don't want to say it. That's the thing. I don't want to say it, but I just feel like so much momentum behind Max at the moment. He's going to be so hard to stop. So I think Max on pole. Max is going to win. The other two spots on the podium, man, is going to be hard because I really think George and Charles are going to make it really hard for those guys at the front. I'm going to go with Hopium and go Oscar for second and George in third.
Where's Lando?
Fourth. Okay. I think he's going to have a bad qualifying.
Okay.
I think Oscar's going to come out, put a number down, and that's going to pop the pressure back on him, and I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm much different to you. I think Max is riding high, pole position. I'm very similar in a way with, yeah, I think Charles.
Yeah, man.
Something about Charles, man. Charles. So I'm going with, yeah, Max in P1, Charles Leclerc P2, and Lewis Hamilton P3.
Yes, boy.
I think Hamilton's going to pick up his first podium for Ferrari.
That'd be
as
so
far
good.
As, you know, feature races.
Yeah, that'll be so good. Especially if Charles gets in front and starts on the soft tyres and gets into that corner in second, the bottle.
Yeah,
the,
I think it'll be 4 and 5. Piastri and Lando.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, where's George? Love to know who's your smooth brain and who's the dark horse.
Well, I suppose Stroll had his day in the sun last week.
Oh, he has his day in the sun quite often, mate. He's a pretty good bet.
I'm going to go with Yuki to continue the trend of another DNF, and that will be the final straw for young Yuki Tsunoda.
Harsh.
And my top performer is George Woody Russell, man. I really think him and Leclerc are going to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, my smooth brain moment this week of where I think someone's going to get it drastically wrong is Ocon.
Pressure.
And I think the guy that's going to outperform is, I think Carlos. I think Carlos is going to go really well here.
Can't go against it, man. He's showing at the moment, even when the car, well, we expect the car not to be good, he's good. He's, like you said, man, he's flying high. So that's not a bad shout at all.
Not a bad shout. Well, looking forward to it because we're getting to that part of the season now where it's just every little moment could be that turning point moment.
We're heading to the crescendo part of the
where
season.
Exactly. And where we get to Abu Dhabi and we start going, and we look back a few races, it was that moment that changed the championship dynamic. So I feel we're there. We're getting very close to that. Any final thoughts?
No, man. I think turn one, with that long run into that turn one, and it's another pinch point.
Awesome version two.
Yeah, I think we might see some more fireworks. And just with the altitude, you know, there's a couple of teams that struggle with overheat, like the heat. So it'd be interesting to see how they go. Are we going to get a two-stop? Probably not. It'd be nice if we did, but I don't think so. The pressure on the Red Bull impending decision coming up, I think that's going to be quite an interesting talking point, I guess you could say. We know the battle between Oscar and Lando and all the McLaren shit. Sick of talking about it now. I think Max is just going to keep popping them off, man, race by race. At the moment, that's the way it's looking. And Oscar to stop the rot. Please, man.
Please.
Please. So until then, make sure you like and subscribe, and we will catch you in the next one.